Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with 19-year-old jazz trumpeter and big band leader Grace Fox. She is releasing her debut CD, the 2022 album, with her big band called 1107 on Blue Collar Records. She is from the New Jersey, Philadelphia area, and she studied with some big names to develop her chops as a trumpet player. She was inspired to create this all-women's big band after recognizing that most of the jazz greats that she was being taught in school by were mostly men. She saw the importance of representing all genders in jazz, and especially the importance of giving women a space to play music and support each other. These days, she is a student at the prestigious Manhattan School of Music, and the world is indeed her oyster. Enjoy this story.
Hey, thanks for taking a minute out for Neon Jazz. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Your new big band album, 1107, comes out on March 11th, and I think it's kind of ceremonial just because 2 years ago we were just entering this COVID world, and now hopefully we're getting out of it. So what does this release mean for you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of funny. It's almost the exact date that the world shut down, you know. I think it was like March 13th of 2020. This release is, I mean, not only important for me, I hope it has some importance in the community of women in jazz. And it was important for us to release this album during Women's Appreciation Month as well. So for me, this is really a dream come true. I mean, I'm so young. I'm 19, and this was kind of the 10-year goal for me, you know. Like I set this monumental, crazy goal for myself to accomplish this in 10 years, and here we are.
I think that's the interesting backstory on this, is that in the world of jazz, you just don't hear about a lot of players your age, especially with the big band, that actually do this. So how did this happen? How did this get to a point where it came to fruition and now you're on your way?
Sure. I was at the right place at the right time. I went to high school with my label head. Her name is Isabella Bernard. We were in a music technology class together our senior year, and she got the opportunity to start her own record label. And there were, you know, obviously investors, and she had the financial support for it, which I'm so blessed to have. And she reached out to me, and originally she asked me to kind of do a bit of like a smaller setting, maybe like a combo, six people max, to have my own big band. I mean, that's been something that it's been on my mind forever. So I pitched the idea to her, and her being a woman in this industry, she couldn't say no. So yeah, we had the support to do it, and here we are.
So what are you hoping the listener that either buys or downloads this album gets from this? What's the overall feeling you want them to leave with?
I've shown this album to some close friends and family, and so far they've kind of nailed it on the head. I want, obviously, just the jazz community to appreciate the music, but even more women in the jazz industry to just be proud to be a woman, you know, and see that inclusivity and feel a part of this project, because they are a woman, you know.
Well, and I guess before we depart, like the present right now that's going on with COVID, you know, over this last 2 years with live performance being crippled and lots of things that have been altered, what did you learn about yourself over this time that maybe you didn't realize before that's going to make you just that much stronger as you promote this album and hopefully things start getting warmer and live shows pick up and you promote it?
At the beginning of this project, I was so over-prepared for everything to go wrong, just logistically. But especially during the recording and as we prepare for our show at Birdland on the 13th, I've learned to trust my band and know that they have my back. So, I mean, preparing for everything to go wrong is always great as a band leader, But I think with this specific group, the sisterhood is so strong that I don't have to worry as much because I know that they have me.
So how did this journey begin for you, not only in music, but in jazz, and kind of where were you born and raised?
I was born in Connecticut, raised in South Jersey. I went to Cherokee High School. I was like just textbook band nerd, so involved in the in that music program. And there I kind of started getting into learning about Black American music. My wonderful jazz band director, Earl Phillips, helped me along the way. Yeah, I really got into studying all of that, I guess, my sophomore year of high school. So in the grand scheme of things, I am still quite new. Yeah, that's I really owe a lot of this to Earl Phillips. I have to shout him out.
So who were some early influences for you, early jazz influences that got you thinking that, you know, this is a genre that you love?
Well, I play trumpet first. My kind of category is lead trumpet. I love playing lead in the big band. Players like Snooky Young, Frank Green, John Faddis really inspire me. I really love Roy Hargrove and his big band. And when I got out of high school, I kind of came across the Sweethearts of Rhythm and the Diva Jazz Orchestra, which really kind of lit a fire in me, and that is one of the main inspirations for my band, is seeing these older, all-female big bands.
So what was the first live performance that you saw that really woke you up and made you think, wow, I would love to do that?
Let's see. I saw the Army Blues came to my high school my junior year, and I think they were one of the first like professional big bands that I heard, and just the wall of sound was so overwhelming in the best way possible. You know, I just remember being hooked, you know, in that moment, especially I think Josh Kaufman was playing lead, and I was like, man, this is what I want to do.
You know, this is probably pretty significant with what we're celebrating this month with women. And was this the premeditated release to come out during this time that women are celebrated this month, or is it just coincidental?
We definitely discussed to release this album for Women's Appreciation Month. We were actually in between releasing it this March or this coming August. We're with two record labels. One of them is called Blue Collar Records, and one of them is Next Level, associated with Outside and Music. And Roxy Koss is also a part of that label, and she's releasing her album this month, too. So I think we're the only women under Outside and Music this month releasing music. So I'm really grateful to kind of share that with her. But yeah, it was definitely discussed to release it during March.
So what do you like the best about being a professional musician? What's the best part of this process for you?
Man, I mean, I'm also a full-time student. So I study at the Manhattan School of Music. I'm in New York. I just moved here. This is my first semester. Everything is very fast-paced, which I like and I'm not used to. But it's kind of at this point I'm really thankful for any call I get, any opportunity that I get, because I mean it's really a dream come true being here and having a support system here. I feel very comfortable living here.
With live music coming back, the weather is going to start getting better. Who's on the top of your list to see live in New York?
Oh man, I think they're getting the Roy Hargrove Big Band back together. So I would love to see that band, as well as the Maria Schneider Orchestra. I think she's playing at Birdland now, so I'll have to grab a ticket actually. And then also Darcy James Argue, his big band as well.
So let's say we talk here when you're 30, and I ask you, first thing, first and foremost, what are you happy that's happened in your life up to this point? What do you want to accomplish? What do you hope happens by the time you're 30?
That is a question that I've been thinking about recently, because like I said before, this kind of putting this record out with this specific group of people has been the answer to that question for the past 5 years. And now that's done. So what's, you know, what else? I would love to just play with this band as much as possible. I mean, it's so expensive to maintain a big band, especially starting out brand new. I think right now, touring with that band would be great. Just continuing this band.
So, you know, everyone has a perception or an idea of who they think you are, your family, your friends, your fans, but ultimately you know yourself, you have a perception of who you are. Who do you think you are?
I am the kind of person who puts the band first over my needs. And I genuinely care about all of them, and I genuinely want them to succeed more than anything. Like, I think my name is on the roster of this whole thing, but it's really about them, you know. They're playing my music, which is great. I'm very thankful for. But this band is all about giving opportunities to women in this industry, and at this point, they're all family. So I would like to, you know, say that I'm a really giving person in that sense. And I just want everyone to be comfortable and just happy to be there.
So tell everybody where they can get the album, the best place, most ideal place to get it, and if they can see you live at any point here in the near future.
Absolutely. So tonight at midnight, 11:07 will be available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Pandora. And we have our debut performance at Birdland this coming Sunday, March 13th.
Perfect. That's going to be rather triumphant, because that's the day everything shut down, and that's the day that you'll be playing. That's pretty good.
Yep. It's crazy.
Wow. Well, cool. Grace, it was great to get to know you. Thank you for opening up about the album, and it's always really good to see such a good infusion of youth out there that's keeping the jazz world moving in the right direction. So thanks for your time. Good luck with everything.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in New Jersey, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Grace for her time, music, and enthusiasm. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino on the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.